Our reading this morning is taken from Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And we'll read the first 10 verses together. Proverbs chapter 3. This is what God says. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Amen. And we know God will add this blessing to his word. Do you remember what happened 2 weeks ago? It's just a long time, Noah. You don't remember. Joseph, that's the story. Joseph was sold as a slave. Do you remember who he was sold to? Potiphar. Potiphar. That was the man's name. God was with Joseph, and soon Potiphar saw that Joseph could be trusted, and he made him the chief over all his house. But one day, he got into trouble, do you remember? Do you remember who he got into trouble with? Potiphar's wife. And what did she say to him? What did she say to him? Anybody know what she said to him? I did paraphrase it, by the way. Hold me, Joseph, and kiss me! You remember now? That's when you went, yeah. But Joseph said, no, that would be against God. It would be a sin against God. But then she told lies to Potiphar. She said, your servant tried to kiss me. He didn't. She tried to kiss him. But she got Joseph into trouble. And what happened to Joseph? He was what? He sent to prison. I thought you said he was sent to his room. I think it was a bit more worse than that. He was sent to prison. In prison, the jailer saw that he could be trusted. And the jailer put him in charge of all the other prisoners. Do you remember one morning, some new people come in? Who were the new people? Do you remember, Lily? Don't let him answer all the questions, Lily. Do you remember who it was? Tell her, Noah. Yeah, the first wine man, the butler, and the baker. Go back to there. The king's butler and the king's baker. And Joseph had to look after them. Even though they were important people, he had to look after them. But one morning he came in and they were sitting there. They were very sad and they were long faces. And Joseph said, what's wrong with you? What did they say? What did they say, Lily? Did you put your hand up there? What did they say? Did they say we had dreams and we don't understand them? Yeah, I thought you knew that. I know you know it, Lily. You're just shy to put your hand up. They said, we had dreams, but we don't understand them. And Joseph said, God can tell me what those dreams mean. Tell me what they are. And the butler said, I was squeezing three bunches of grapes into the king's cup. And Joseph said, in 3 days, Pharaoh will forgive you, and he will give you your job back, and you will serve the king. Then the baker said, well, I had a dream, and on my head I had 3 baskets of bread, and the birds come down and ate it, and I don't know what it means. And Joseph said, I'm sorry, but those three baskets are another 3 days and you will die. And that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. But the butler forgot about Joseph. Joseph asked him to tell the king about him and he forgot. He just let it go. And Joseph was kept in prison. 2 years later, Pharaoh was in bed one night and he had a terrible dream. Go back to that one. I don't want Pharaoh. Now I want you, Lily, I want you to remember this. That was his name. Pharaoh. What was it? Pharaoh. Exactly. Now you remember that because it might be in the quiz later. Okay. Pharaoh. Pharaoh had a dream. And it was a terrible dream. It was so bad. It was like a nightmare and he wakened up. And he thought about it and he thought about it and he worried about it and then he went back to sleep again. And he had another dream. And in the other dream, everything was so bad that he wakened up again. The next morning, he got dressed. And even before he got his breakfast, he called all his wise men into the palace. And when they were all together, Pharaoh told them about his dream. And they asked, and then he said to them, what do these dreams mean? So the wise men had a conference. They all got together and they had a conference. And they decided, Pharaoh, no one can tell the meaning of your dreams. None of us know what that means. But then everyone was worried because Pharaoh didn't know the answer to his dreams. And Pharaoh was getting more and more afraid about what these dreams mean. And then the butler remembered. I remember Joseph told me about my dream. When he explained what happened to Pharaoh about his dream, Pharaoh told two of his servants to go and get Joseph out of jail and bring him to me. When they got to the jail, they told Joseph to get a bath. Now I'm sure he was smelly. Stinking he was. Dirty. Had to get a bath. He had to get a shave. They even got new clothes. Went and searched for clothes for him so that they could bring him to the palace right into the king's throne room. Then the Pharaoh told Joseph what the dreams were. In the dream he said, there were 7 fat cows and 7 thin cows. The dream waking me up. The 7 thin cows ate the fat cows. And then in my second dream, there were 7 fat ears of corn and there were 7 thin ears of corn and the thin ears of corn ate the fat ears of corn. And I don't know what they mean. The wise men can't tell me. But you can tell dreams. And Joseph said, I can't. But God can. Joseph knew that God would help him. And because he said, I can't, God can, he put God first. Joseph put God first. He could have said, yeah, I'm great, I'm wonderful, I can tell dreams. But he didn't. He said, I can't, but God can. He could have taken the credit for himself, but instead, he gave God the glory. Joseph put God first. Joseph told Pharaoh the 2 dreams mean the same. The 7 fat cows are 7 years of plenty, 7 years of great crops, but the 7 thin cows are 7 years of famine, and they're going to be terrible years. And then he said, the seven thin cows add up the fat cows, and the 7 thin ears add up the fat ears, because there's going to be famine. And then Joseph said, God has revealed these to you about what he's going to do. And again, Joseph put God first. He put God first because he knew who God is. He knew who God is. He was the creator. He is all powerful. He is almighty God. He made everything. He knows all about everything in the universe. He made the sky. And everything in the sky. He put the sun and the moon and the stars in the sky. And the birds that fly around the sky, put them there too. He made the oceans and the rivers and the fish in them. From the great whale to the wee tiny guppies and the little fish you have in your fish tank. He made everything. He made the land, the mountains and the valleys. He made the trees and the flowers. You've got to just think of the beautiful flowers. Look at the colours. The beautiful colours of the flowers in your garden. All made by God. The size of the mighty oak tree that grew from an acorn. All because God created them. He made the vegetables that grow. If it wasn't for God making vegetables and herbs, even the vegetables you don't like spinach, or things that people make up like tofu. God made all of these things. Everything. And then he made man. And he made woman. And he made boys and girls just like you. And not only did he make them, God, Joseph knew God was good and kind and he cares for everyone. He knew God loves his people and he cares for them. He knew God knows all about men and women and boys and girls. God knows all about you. Everything. What? Oh, they're too busy talking. What age is Ezekiel? Sorry, Elijah. He should never have been called Elijah. 2 weeks. Do you know that when Elijah was just a little tiny dot in his mommy's tummy, God knew about it? Even then. Do you know that when Elijah was there, God knew everything about him. And you too, Lily. When you were a little tiny dot in your mommy's tummy, God knew you. He knew you too, Noah. He knows you too, Noah. All the mischief you get up to, he knows all about you. Do you know what's wonderful? Even before anybody saw you when you were born, God knew all about you. He made your body. God made your arms and your legs and your feet and your toes, little fingers and your little toes. God had it all made in your mommy's tummy. Nobody saw anything, but God was doing it. God made your head and your brain, everything. He saw the miracle that he was doing in your mommy's tummy. He knows about you from the day you were born until the day you die. Everything. Joseph put God first because he knew who God was. Isn't it marvelous that the God of all creation knows everything about you and me? That's marvelous. You look at the pictures on TV when you see a rocket goes out and they take photographs of the universe. These marvelous new telescopes they have. And they show you the vast universe and the billions of stars, and yet God knows you. A speck in the universe. God knows you. Isn't that marvelous? He knows the good times and he knows the bad times. He knows the happy times. He knows when you're sad and when you're well and when you're not well. He knows when you're good. Remember that. He knows when you're good, but he also knows when you're bad. Joseph knew God, who he was, and what he was like, so he put God first. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "Your Majesty, I suggest that you find a wise man and put him in charge of everything so that when the good times come, he stores the crops, and when the bad times come, he has enough food for everybody." And Pharaoh talked with his wise men. He got them all together and they had a chat and they asked them who could do the job, who was the wisest in the land. And then Pharaoh came back and said to Joseph, "Joseph, you're the wisest. I'm going to make you the second in command of this whole land. Joseph, you're the best." Do you know why he was the best? Do you have any idea why he was the best? God was with him. And Joseph put God first. Joseph put God first. Thank you, Phil. Everything Joseph did, he put God first. What's the first commandment? Do you remember the first commandment? You shall have no other gods before me. Joseph trusted God. God had him doing some hard things. Because his brothers hated him. Do you remember? His brothers hated him so badly they sold him to the Ishmaelites. He was a slave. He was a prisoner. But Joseph still trusted God. He knew God loved him and would be with him to help him when he needed him. And God still loves people like that today. That's why he sent the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. Because he loves you. God knows you break his laws. You've already told me weeks ago that you tell lies. You told me that you steal. You told me that you murder because you said you hated somebody. And all you big people are sitting there, that's right, yeah, they did, they told you that, Jackie. You put your hands up too when I explained what it meant. Because you have sinned, when you break God's law, God says you cannot go to heaven. So what did God do? God sent his son from heaven to be born as a little baby and grow up without sin. And then when the time was right, the Lord Jesus died on the cross because he loved you. And on the cross, he died to take your sins. And he died on the cross. And if you put God first and ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, he'll take away your sins, all those wrong things you do. And now that you know what God did for you when Jesus died on the cross, you should put God first. And if there's any adults here who have never trusted the Lord Jesus, now that you know what God has done, he knows everything about you. Why try and escape it? He knows all the sins, and he knows that you need a Savior, and he knows that Jesus died on the cross to take away your sins, big people. And if you put God first, then the Lord Jesus will take away those sins, and one day you will go to heaven with him. Pharaoh made Joseph the second most important person in the land. Only Pharaoh was first. And Pharaoh gave Joseph a ring. And on that ring, there was a little sort of a picture of Pharaoh. And when Joseph stamped it on a letter or an order, everybody had to obey it just because Joseph put that mark on the paper. He also gave him a chain, and he wore the chain around his neck, and that meant that everybody knew who he was, that it was Joseph who was second in command in the whole land. Then Pharaoh gave Joseph beautiful clothes. Remember the coat of many colours that he had when his father? These were even better. They were beautiful clothes. And he gave him his own chariot. And when he went out on the chariot, everybody had to get out of the way and let Joseph pass. Then Pharaoh did something strange for Joseph. His name was Joseph. But then Pharaoh changed his name. And now let me see if you remember this when the quiz comes, Noah. You ready? Sure. You ready for this? Because your daddy's not going to help you this time because he'll not remember either. All right? His name was changed to, where is it? Sephanath-Paneah. Right? Sephanath-Paneah. Now that means the man whose secrets are revealed to. The man whose secrets are revealed. So that his name meant somebody God reveals secrets to. When everyone heard his name, they knew who Joseph was. And when he got his new name, Pharaoh gave Joseph, or Zephanath-Paneah, he gave him a wife. And her name was Asenath. Instead, Joseph went to work. He went to help other people after the good harvest. And he built special storehouses to store all the grains. He stored the crops for 7 years. And when he got 5 sacks of crops, he put 4 sets of crops for food to be eaten. And he put one set of crops to the side. Every 4 to the side, and then 1 to the side, 4 to the side, and 1 to the side. And after all the years, the 7 years, he had so much crops, he didn't even count them. He built all these new storehouses, and the crops just kept coming. And he got to the stage where he didn't count how much he had anymore, because he trusted God. He knew that God would take care of all the things that they needed.
Because Joseph put God first. God gave him two sons. The first son was called Manasseh, which means God has made me forget all the bad times and all the hard times back in Canaan when my brothers were nasty. He made me forget about being a slave and being a prisoner. God has made me forget. And then he had a second son, and a second son he called him Ephraim. And Ephraim means God has made me successful. God made him successful. He didn't say it was himself. He said God had made him successful. He could have called him any name. He could have called him Joseph Jr. And everybody would have known he was the son of the great Joseph. Or he could have called him anything. But he didn't. The two names that he gave his children were because Joseph put God first. That's what God wants you to do. Put God first. If you get great marks on a test, suppose you, Noah, and you too, Lily, will get good marks when you're in school. You don't get bad marks, do you? Your mummy wouldn't like that. You get good marks. But you could just say, I'm brilliant, I'm wonderful, I know all the answers. But actually, God wants you to put him first and say, well, God help me. Instead of saying, I'm brilliant, put God first. God help me. When your mommy asks you to help her in the house, you could put God first. What do you normally do? Yeah. You wanna. Then you go up to your, don't you look up in the sky? No, I know you do. And then you go up to your bedroom and you mess about for 15 minutes. All you have to do is put God first. And when you put God first, he will help you. You know, you have to wait until your mommy asks you. You can do it before your mommy asks you. Put God first doesn't mean to boast. It means doing things and not taking credit for yourself. See ya? Put God first means give God the glory. Give him the credit for everything you do. Everything you do. The 7 good years were very good years. They had more than enough food. Some were left over for the 7 famine years. And the 7 famine years were terrible. People were starving. They were weak and they were sick, and people and animals died. During the good years, some people were clever and stored some of their own grain. Some people were foolish. They didn't keep any. Soon nobody had any grain. Except Joseph. He had tons of it. When people used the grain they had saved, Joseph was able to tell them to sell them grain from his storehouses. And because he had stored so much, the people were able to come and buy as much as they wanted. God made Joseph successful. Soon he was able to make Pharaoh very rich because he had been wise enough during the 7 years to keep all that grain for the famine years. And because he was always putting God first, God made him successful. He knew who God was. He's the creator. He ruled over the whole universe. Joseph knew it was God who made the harvest to grow. And Joseph never took the credit. He always put God first. That's why God made him successful. Joseph trusted God. God had made Joseph forget his past. And he made him happy in Egypt. And God wants you to trust him too. And not just you, but all of you. And when you do, God will help you to stop doing the things you do that you know are breaking God's law. And when you trust him, he'll take away your sin and make you ready to go to heaven. Why don't you do that today? And you'll be able to put God first for the rest of your life and be ready for heaven. When you put God first, you don't take any credit for something God has done to help you. When God gives you success, don't tell lies. Obey your parents and you put God first and tell other people what he has done for you. And all that goes for the adults too. It's not just for the boys and girls. The same truth for boys and girls is the truth for adults. You should put God first. Give him the glory in everything. And when you do, he'll give you success. Maybe he'll not make you a millionaire. It's unlikely. But he'll give you success day by day by day as you put him first in your Christian life. So everybody should put God first.
The famine wasn't only in Egypt. The famine was all in all the other countries around Egypt. Even in Canaan, 360 miles away. Do you know who was in Canaan 360 miles away? Go on, Noah. Good lad, Jacob. Jacob and his sons. And Jacob and his sons, they were starting to get hungry too. And Jacob said to them, time it is. Time's up. Gotta go. I'll tell you next week what Jacob said to them, alright? Gonna sing our song again. Now we'll have a quiz. Let's have a quiz. We'll have a quiz. You ready, Lily? I want to hear you answering some questions now.
I don't want to.
Okay, let's have a quiz. Jean. Hey, you got it right this week. Heads. Girls go first. Right. Ready, ladies? Girls, you ready? Easy peasy one to start with. What was the name of the king who had the dream? Began with a F. I told you to remember it. Tell your daddy. Tell your daddy. He wants the answer anyway. Who was it, Michael? What'd you say? Pharaoh. You're right. Why did you not just shout it out? Goodness sake. That's one of the girls, Pharaoh. Pharaoh had a dream. And he called his wise men together. This is for the men, for the boys. He called the wise men together. And he told them what the dream was. And what did they say when he told them about the dream? No men have their hands up. What did they say, Noah? Exactly. Another one for the boys. Girls, ladies, it's your turn. Ready, Lily, it's your turn again. The wise men had no idea what it was about. But then the butler remembered. What did the butler remember, ladies? Lily, what did the butler remember? He remembered about Joseph in prison. That's right. He remembered about Joseph in prison. That's another one for the girls. Boys, Noah, amen. Sent for Joseph in prison. What did they do with Joseph in prison? What did they do with Joseph in prison before they brought him to the king? No. Ladies, do you know, Lily, what did they do? They had to get him clean. And they shaved him. And what did they give him? Do you remember what they gave him? Clothes. Clean clothes so that when he came to Pharaoh, he was nice and sweetly smelling with perfume on him. Boys, it's the girls. Who's Rodney? The girls. Girls question. Right then. So Pharaoh got Joseph brought and he told Pharaoh the dreams. Ladies. Lily, what was the first dream?
The seven thin cows
and the seven fat cows. And the seven thin cows ate the seven fat cows. Well done. It's a point for the girls. Boys, what was the second dream? Oh, give them a chance, Noah. What was the second dream? The wheat, or the corn, or whatever it was, it was grain. And what was it like? Seven. Fat ones. And the seven thin ones ate the fat ones. That's alright, that's another point to the boys. Girls, here's the hard part now, girls. What did the dreams mean, girls, ladies? What did the dreams mean, Dorothy? What did the dreams mean, Lily? There was going to be good food. And there was going to be 7 years of no food. All right? Was that, am I right? I'm right, give her a point. So, 7 years of good food, 7 years of bad food. And Joseph said, I didn't do this. Who told him, who told Joseph the answer? God. Why did he say God did it, ladies? Why did he say God did it? Put God first. Why did he not put your hand up? I told you 2 weeks ago to put your hand up, Wilma. You didn't do it again. So, that's another one for the ladies. Joseph always put God first. He put God first because he knew who God was. Who is God? What did he, what do, I put them up on the screen. What, this is for the boys. What did it say who God was? The Creator. What did he create, ladies? What did he create, Lily? Did you go to sleep, Lily? He made everything. He made everything. Boys. He made everything. He made the universe. He made the sky. All that's in the sky. He made the earth and all that's in the earth. And then he made man and woman. He made boys and girls. What does he know about them, dirt ladies? He knows everything. I'm glad you two, you four came this morning. Because these ladies haven't a clue what they're, I would. He knows everything. And he knows about you. He knows the good things, the bad things. He knows when you were born. He knows as you grow up. He knows when you're in school. He knows when you're at home. He knows when you're happy. He knows when you're sad. He knows when you're sick. He knows when you're well. He knows when you're doing good things. And he knows when you're doing bad things. He knows everything about you. Whose turn is it now? You've forgotten to. The boys. Boys. Joseph said to Pharaoh, you should get someone. Who was he to get? The wisest one. And who was the wisest one? I wasn't asking you, I was asking the girls. Who was the wisest one, Lily? He just said it. That's the girls. Yeah, you answered. What was it he answered? Had to get a wise man. And who was the wisest? And then you told Lily the answer. Who was it, Lily? Joseph, excellent. Now, Joseph said, get a wise man, and they made him in charge. Why did they put Joseph in charge? This is for the boys. Why did they put Joseph in charge? No. Girls, Joseph. No, I got one wrong. Why did they put Joseph in charge, girls? Help him out. Eleanor? Because he put God first. I don't ask hard questions. Back to the girls. The girls turn again because he got it wrong. Put God first in everything. And he said even when they made him the wisest man, they did it because Joseph put God first. What did Joseph build, ladies? Oh, you got your hand up that time. Very good. You're learning. You're learning, Wilma. Another one for the girls. Boys, he built storehouses. And he had so many storehouses and so much grain. What did he stop doing? I hope you get this one right, Noah. He did what? He stopped counting them. Right, ladies, it's your turn. If I can remember the last bit of the story. He stopped counting them. And when the 7 good years came, he had enough food and how many sacks did he keep for food? And how many sacks did he keep for the famine? Oh, 4 and 1. Four sacks for the good years and 1 sack for the bad years. And he had enough even in the bad years. Now, why did he have enough? Whose turn is it? Boys again. Why did he have I haven't answered a question tonight. Are you sure you want to try and answer this? Go ahead. He No. Why did he have enough? The answer is easy. You've said it a whole lot of times. Why did God have enough, ladies? Go ahead. He put God first. See, if these hadn't have come, you boys would have romped this. He put God first in everything. Everything. He put God first. And that's all God wants us to do today. Put God first. And when you put Him first in everything, every part of your life, when you're born, you don't know very much. But when you start getting older, even at your age, you can put God first. Don't take the credit. Don't boast. Tell people what God has done for you. When you're not sure about things, you're not sure about how you're going to die, you're not sure about going to heaven, make sure you ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. Put God first, and He will take care of your life every day. Put God first.